We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, kind viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, HSAT 5 and HSAT 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Rizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable, Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khurtur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a library is gifted to a Nepali village. In science news, African researchers promote indigenous rice to improve food security. In environmental news, the second Congress of Asia Pacific Greens Network is held in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 8th, famous philanthropist Sir John Templeton is remembered. Born in 1912 in Winchester, Tennessee, USA, he passed away on this day in 2008. A very successful investor, Sir John established the Templeton Prize, which pays tribute to a person for his or her outstanding contribution to affirming the spiritual dimension of life. Sir John also started the Templeton Foundation in 1987. It funds research in a variety of areas, including science, moral formation, exceptional cognitive talent, and human nature topics such as gratitude, love, and free will. For his charitable works, he was knighted by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom. May Sir John Templeton's legacy of a giving heart and inquiring mind continue to live on in the foundations and awards he established to benefit humanity.
Fly-in News. torrents flood Qinghai and Chongqing, China. A brief but intense storm on Tuesday, July 6, left 5 people perished and 8 missing due to flash flooding in Huangyuan County of northwestern Qinghai Province. Transportation, power, and water were disrupted as more than 80 buildings collapsed and the homes of nearly 800 families were inundated. A county spokesperson said that disaster relief work was underway and that the government was assessing material loss.
A day earlier, heavy rains caused a sudden deluge from the mountains to inundate Taizhou County in Chongqing, China. With roads, crops, bridges, and some houses submerged, fire trucks were immediately dispatched and local personnel successfully rescued and evacuated more than 600 people. Although the water levels were up to 3 meters deep in some areas, no injuries were reported. The county government is working to shelter the displaced citizens.
Our thankfulness for the quick actions of Huangyuan and Dazhou County officials and personnel as we pray that the waters quickly recede for the health and safety of flood-affected brethren in China. May our increasing care for the earth and her inhabitants help restore calmer conditions for all.
Indonesia and China rattled by quakes. On Sunday, July 4th, the Hechi City Public Security Bureau in China reported that 1,586 small tremors had occurred in less than 1 week at the Bay's Hechi border region of southern Guangxi Province. In response, over 200 police crews and government workers were dispatched as part of the city's Earthquake Disaster Mitigation Command to evacuate residents for their safety to schools and other locations.
Meanwhile, North Maluku, Indonesia, was rocked by a 5.2 magnitude earthquake on Sunday evening, located 64 kilometers northwest of Ternate. Thankfully, there have thus far been no casualties or damage reported for any of the tremors.
We appreciate the initiatives of the Chinese government officials and personnel to safeguard the public, wishing everyone a soon resuming of their regular day-to-day lives and that such disturbing events are curbed through a gentler regard for each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Irish Red Cross delivers record food aid to Niger. In partnership with the UN World Food Program and the Niger Red Cross, Ireland's Red Cross is making arrangements to deliver humanitarian food supplies to 115,000 people in Niger, the largest number ever in the organization's 70-year history.
During a recent visit to assess the situation, International Department for the Irish Red Cross head Noel Wardick conveyed the organization's sense of honor in providing the assistance. As he stated, it is a great achievement for the Irish Red Cross that the World Food Program has expressed such trust in us. He also thanked the Irish people for their generous contributions, saying that some 7 million Nigerians are stricken by hunger and that their support at this time is helping provide food as well as seeds to plant so that the people do not have to suffer in this way next year.
Mr. Noel Wardick, Irish Red Cross, People of Ireland, United Nations World Food Program, and Niger Red Cross, heaven bless your considerate and generous hearts in assisting brethren in need. We are deeply saddened by the dire situation and suffering faced by the Nigerian people and pray that through our striving to be more considerate and kinder to one another, the earth may reward all planetary brethren with nourishing, abundant lives.
Eurasian Union formed. The Eurasian Economic Community Summit, held on Monday, July 5th at the Accorda Palace in Astana, Kazakhstan, was attended by leaders from Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Tajikistan, and Kyrgyzstan, as well as observer countries Armenia and Ukraine.
During the meeting, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev, and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed an agreement to create a customs union among their countries. Representing the culmination of 4 years of discussions, this new affiliation will facilitate increased trade and pave the way for what is envisioned as a unified economic zone between the three nations as well as other former Soviet countries.
Our accolades, Your Excellencies of Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus, and all participating countries of this fruitful summit. wishing your fellow citizens and the region flourishing abundance and well-being through continued fruitful collaboration.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth visits USA. Having just completed a tour of Canada, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom traveled on Tuesday, July 6th to New York, USA. There, she visited Ground Zero at the site of the New York Trade Towers, laying a wreath in tribute to the victims of 9/11, as she also attended a special memorial for the British citizens who had perished. Her Majesty was then welcomed at the United Nations by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who expressed the organization's honor at her presence.
Your reign spans the decades, from the challenges of the Cold War to the threat of global warming, from the Beatles to Beckham, from the television to Twitter. Through the years, you have traveled the world and met its people. You have become a living symbol of grace, constancy, and dignity.
Her Majesty went on to address the United Nations General Assembly in the second ever speech since the beginning of her reign. Speaking of the importance of the United Nations leadership and upholding human rights, the Queen said,
"But it is my hope that when judged by future generations, our sincerity, our willingness to take a lead, and our determination to do the right thing will stand the test of time."
We join in respectful appreciation of your visit, Your Majesty, as we wish you a rewarding journey in your trip overseas. May your noble words and actions continue to encourage and uplift leaders and individuals across the globe.
Psychic Octopus predicts World Cup winners. Paul, the beloved resident of the Oberhausen Sea Life Center in western Germany, has fast become a worldwide celebrity as the intelligent sea animal had accurately predicted five results of Germany's games in this year's World Cup, with his sixth correct premonition revealed on Tuesday, July 6, when he opted for Spain over Germany in the next day's semifinals. Paul's selection is made when his caregivers lower two side-by-side boxes into his aquarium, one marked with Germany's flag and the other with the flag of the team being played the following day. Paul then settles on the one he forecasts as the winner. "Bravo, Paul, for your remarkable display of abilities and intelligence. May your newfound fame expand our appreciation for the sentient and lovable nature of your species and all the other unique animal co-inhabitants of our world."
Continent-wide animal welfare publication launches in Europe. On Monday, July 5th, the European Commission announced the premier edition of Action and Understanding, the Animal Welfare Newsletter. Available twice annually, the publication is intended to highlight the recognition of animals as sentient beings through its presentation of recent animal welfare developments and trends. Moreover, comments and feedbacks are invited from the public in the hope of creating active dialogue for further improvements.
The newsletter's first edition, for example, features resources to inform children at an early age about the sensitive and aware nature of animals, along with news of the upcoming first international conference on education and animal welfare in Brussels, Belgium, set to occur in October this year. A big bravo, European Commission, for offering the public information about constructive developments as well as the need for continued efforts on behalf of our animal co-inhabitants. Blessed be such forward-thinking measures in helping usher us into an era where all beings coexist in harmony and respect.
Save our planet. Drought drives Bolivians from their homes. A severe drought brought on by unusually early dry season is plaguing the agriculture in many parts of Bolivia, forcing rural people to relocate to urban areas to escape starvation. Bolivian Rural Development Minister Nemesia Acha-Oyo said the environmental and economic situation is critical as water shortages impact over 41,000 families in the departments of Chuquisaca and Santa Cruz.
Potato farmers have said that their minimal harvests could only be used to make chuño, or freeze-dried potatoes. Meanwhile, in Los Andes Province's Laja Municipality, wells have run dry, leaving farmers with only the water from the Palina River, which has been contaminated by runoff, with people now seeking treatment daily for illnesses from consuming dirty water.
"We are immensely saddened to know of the plight of the Bolivian people. Our prayers for the blessing of rain as we strive to take the necessary eco-conscious measures to safeguard our precious resources and the lives that depend on them."
Expressing her ongoing concern for the welfare of Earth's inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM of the climate refugees' predicaments, as well as the need to take preventive actions.
If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee. I ask everyone to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation, experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg. Go green. To save the planet, to prevent such trauma, and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens.
Save our planet, Nepali women set out on eco ascent of world's tallest peaks, vegan style. As the first successful all-woman team to summit Mount Everest, the 9 accomplished Nepali mountaineers are now going on to climb the tallest peaks on each of the world's 7 continents. Their mission, called the Everest Women's 7 Summits Eco Action, seeks not only to set a world record as the largest team to do so, but is also striving to raise awareness about the urgent issue of climate change.
Receiving their national flag from the country's Right Honorable President Dr. Ram Baran Yadav before departing from Nepal, the team members officially embarked on Monday, July 5th, as they began climbing Mount Kosciuszko in Australia. Team coordinator Soily Basnett, who was the first female journalist ever to summit Mount Everest, reflected on signs of the planet's perilous state that had come to their attention in previous expeditions.
We saw and heard from experienced climbers about the changes that were evident in the Himalayas, and in our later treks also in different parts of the country, we kept hearing about how monsoon was not the same anymore, how the crops were being affected by unpredictable weather, and how new pests and insects were showing up in high altitude. So all this really motivated us to take the message of climate action with us.
On this trip, the 9 Nepali climbers are also striving to offset their carbon emissions by using solar lanterns and planting trees. Most of all, they have become aware that meat consumption has the largest human impact on climate change, and all 9 have thus pledged to be vegan for the duration of the physically demanding tour. A vegan chef is accompanying them to prepare their plant-based meals.
Good lettuces.
So we need to act now, both at individual level, things that we can change in our lifestyle, and also at the level of government.
Heaven bless the courageous Nepali summiteers for your dedication to these ambitious physical and consciousness-raising goals. Wishing your journey success in bringing awareness about global warming, as well as the effective vegan solution, which ensures both personal endurance and a cool planet for all.
Save Our Planet. The UK-based Woodland Trust reports that planting more trees in British towns and cities would improve air quality, lower temperatures, and improve overall human well-being as it launches a campaign to plant 20 million trees a year.
Save Our Planet. Japan donates $10 million to Ecuador to develop solar energy for the ecologically fragile Galapagos Islands as part of a larger effort to enhance cooperation and mitigate the effects of climate change.
Save Our Planet. Temperatures during one of the first summer weekends in Europe are already reflecting a heat wave, with cities like Brussels, Belgium, reporting temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius, the highest recorded since 1976.
Save Our Planet. Olaxese, or Vietnamese, and Laotian government dignitaries affirm their country's mutual interest in collaborating to address such areas as environment and rare animal protection, as well as sustainable energy development.
Warning news. Scientists at Duke University in the USA find that the ingestion of mercury through saltwater fish could be especially dangerous to human health because of the formation of methylmercury in seawater, which is highly toxic and raises the likelihood of neurological disorders, kidney dysfunctions, and even death.
Gigi the guinea pig.
Hello, I'm Jojo,
My wife and I are vegans.
We're here with a tip from Beloved Supreme Master Qinghai.
Most clothes can be washed by hand. It saves water, electricity, and also money.
Of course! What do you think?
Many thanks, Supreme Master Qinghai, for this eco-friendly recommendation.
And thank you, caring viewers, for your attention.
Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Nepali village students are gifted with a library. Room to Read, a non-profit organization founded by American Mr. John Wood in 2000, opened its 10,000th library at Sri Janalakyan Secondary School near Pokhara. Housed in its own building, the facility will offer children's books, games, puzzles, posters, and educational tools to more than 400 students. Room to Read has provided 7 million books to 4 million children in a number of other countries. These include Bangladesh, Cambodia, India, Laos, South Africa, Sri Lanka, OLAC or Vietnam, and Zambia. Congratulations, Sri Janalakyan Secondary School, on your fabulous library. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. John Wood and Room to Read. God bless your outstanding success and service. May you continue your very valuable endeavor, helping to open new vistas and opportunities to beautiful children of many nations.
In science news, African researchers promote indigenous rice to improve food security. Experts from the Benin-based Africa Rice Center, or Africa Rice, have discovered that Oryza gliberima, or O. gliberima rice, is better suited to specifics of the African climate than other types. The hardy grain has positive characteristics including being able to withstand diseases, infertile soil, severe weather, and even neglect. It has been used as one of the species to develop over 80 varieties of new rice for Africa, or Nerica, which is being grown in about 20 countries. Our earnest appreciation, African Rice Center scientists, for your significant findings. May we look to the wonders of the plant-based world for health, plentitude, and sustainability. Coming up, participants from over 20 countries attend the Second Congress of Asia Pacific Greens Network. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. More uplifting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, valuable news for a precious world. In environmental news, Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, holds the Second Congress of Asia Pacific Greens Network. More than 100 participants from over 20 countries attended. They included internationally known environmentalists and scholars, non-governmental organization representatives, and delegates from green parties around the world. This year's theme was Fair Share for a Green Future. Talks were held on topics such as eco-justice, energy issues, and earth-friendly agricultural methods. A special climate change forum was one of the highlights of the event, in which attendees discussed actions to take in Asia.
My country is Papua New Guinea, and we have islands that are going under the water because of sea level rise. We need to change the way we think. It is not about producing more food, it is about eating the right type of food.
His Excellency Prime Minister Apisai Ayalimia of Tuvalu, renowned environmental activist Dr. Vandana Shiva of India, and Australian Green Senator the Honorable Dr. Bob Brown were keynote speakers.
Green thinking, which is long-term, and judges everything on one question: will our grandchildren thank us for doing this? If we cannot say yes to that, we should not be doing it.
Dr. Shiva spoke of her organization, which promotes sustainable farming practices, biodiversity, and community seed banks.
We do have solutions for agriculture. Our movement, Navdanya, works on ecological solutions that provide more food, mitigate climate change, and help us adapt to it.
Our sincere thankfulness, Asia Pacific Greens Network, for hosting this important gathering. Also, our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Prime Minister Appasai Ilemia, Dr. Vandana Shiva, the Honorable Senator Dr. Bob Brown, and all participants for your dedication to maintaining a healthy and balanced Earth. May the low-emissions organic vegan lifestyle be adopted by all for a brilliant future for ourselves and our ecosphere.
Please join us for a joke told in Arabic entitled New Order.
أرسل زبون طلبا لموزع لكمية كبيرة من البضائع بلغت مبلغا كبيرا من المال. لاحظ الموزع بأن الفاتورة السابقة لم يتم تسديدها. مدير الحسابات ترك رسالة صوتية لهم تقول: لا يمكننا أن نشحن الطلب الجديد حتى تسددون الطلب السابق. وفي اليوم التالي تلقى مدير الحسابات مكالمة هاتفية للحصول على المال: من فضلك ألغى الطلب، لا يمكننا الانتظار كل تلك المدة.
And now for our viewers' heartline on a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai on global climate on Words of Wisdom. In this video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in January 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai discussed the urgent global crisis we face and the organic vegan diet as the most sure method to save our planet.
Master, you're right. Thanks, and God will bless you and us together. I will work with heart to save the earth, hoping the world will wake up as soon as possible and help as well. I love you. Viewer from Australia.
Ja, unbedingt angucken und beherzigen. Pippi aus Deutschland.
Globally concerned viewers, your caring comments are appreciated. Since January 2008, when this discussion took place, many respected organizations, including the United Nations and esteemed scientists, have spoken out on the urgency of transitioning to the earth-saving plant-based diet. Certainly, we can feel heartened. Now is the time to intensify our efforts in following Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving guidance to share the planet-protecting vegan message to every corner of the globe.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Thank you for your loving consideration for the earth and work with all heart. I love you more. May God be with your work. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May harmony and compassion grace your sojourn on Earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev writes a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama highlighting the importance and fruitful outcome of recent efforts toward cultivating enhanced diplomatic relations.
A Formosan or Taiwanese volunteer medical team arrives in Paraguay to demonstrate knee replacement surgery and conduct training seminars at Paraguay's National Hospital of Itagua.
Japan donates 14,000 tons of rice valued at $10 million to be sold throughout Mozambique, with proceeds reinvested in development programs to improve people's lives.
The implementation of an agreement between Russia and Nicaragua now allows visa-free travel for visitors from both countries for periods of up to 90 days.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama celebrates his 75th birthday with hundreds of his friends and supporters in Dharamsala, northern India, which has been his home since 1959.
U.S. Senator Robert Casey heads a congressional delegation to Saudi Arabia for a cordial meeting with their Shura Council counterparts, led by Saudi U.S. Parliamentary Friendship Committee Chairman Osama Al-Kurdi.
In the first half of this year, the Finance Ministry of OLAC or Vietnam reports it has distributed 40,000 tons of rice from the country's
National Reserve to aid less advantaged households across the country.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees is increasing its support for Afghan asylum seekers in Iran, a country that has long been host to one of the largest Afghan refugee populations in the world, with almost no previous international assistance.
The newspaper China Daily donates $1,500 US, along with newspapers, dictionaries, and clothes, to Sun Village in Beijing, China, a charity that cares for the needs of innocent children whose parents are under legal detainment.
The National Federation of the Blind and Virginia Tech in the USA announced plans to unveil a prototype vehicle in 2011 with mechanisms that provide sufficient information through tactile technology for a non-sighted person to drive independently.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.